Tuesday, of course, means Tuesday Book Club. And it is what has, well, kind of become a bit of an annual tradition around this time of the year. We're having a bit of a look at the gift guide aspect of book buying. I'm being joined by the wonderful, wonderful Andrew Popel from 2SER's own Final Draft. How are you, sir?
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas.
You're right. You're right. With 2 weeks left until we all take the day off.
Don't say that.
And try not to kill Uncle Frank as he gets drunk and proceeds to tell us why Milo's right. I thought, look, this is the perfect opportunity to do our annual gift guide. You've got enough time to still get out to the store and not be panicking. And Nick, you and I know there are only two acceptable gifts at the holidays, books and booze.
Books and booze, that's it. Booze.
Since I'm pretty sure there's something in the Community Radio Ethics Guide that says I shouldn't sproik booze, I am going to do the book suggestions. And in a world of turmoil and strife, it's hard to know what people want, nay, should be reading. So in an effort to calm the global maelstrom, Nick, I'm going to give you what to get for that hard-to-buy-for world leader.
Oh, exciting.
This is the guide for that person in your life who thinks they run things, or maybe just your UN-themed Secret Santa. Now, it goes without saying that this is going to be pure lefty trash.
Yeah.
If you are looking for some balance to your gift guide, you could always try Ayn Rand and Milton Friedman's short-lived run on the Mr. Men series, where all the Misters became Mr. Proletariat, except for Mr. Strong, who became Rupert Murdoch. So let's kick it off at home with Malcolm Turnbull.
Ooh.
Everyone's got that family member who smiles too much and jumps in to take the credit. So why not get Malk the Count of Monte Cristo, Alexandre Dumas? It's a perfect instruction manual for those who really should be watching out for acts of vengeance from those they've screwed over. Honourable mention here is going to go to Margaret Fulton's 50 Ways with Onions for those who want to hedge their bets and get Tony something.
That's lovely, yes.
Yep. Someone has to sit at the head of the table, whether you invited them or not, and you're going to want to give them the perfect gift to keep your family megalomaniac on the benign side of the annual family dust-up. So why not get Donald Trump, Charles Dickens, the Pickwick Papers?
Ooh.
Chronicling the head of a benevolent society who lords it across the country, generally having laughably ineffectual adventures, this may be the perfect way to detooth the tiger without causing an ego explosion. While Don's unwrapping his gifts, you just know someone's sitting in the corner wearing a petulant look and comparing warheads. So why not one up and get Kim Jong-un Shakespeare's Hamlet? Freud may think we're all haunted by the ghosts of our father, but what we really need right now is for Kim to be so paralysed by indecision that he's just wandering around with his doublet all unbraced, talking to himself, and then getting himself killed in the final act, doing something stupid, but that doesn't blow up the whole of Denmark.
That would be nice, yes.
Now, this year, there's undoubtedly going to be someone in your life going through a breakup. For that person, and Theresa May, why not get Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights? I'm not sure if I want this to be a cautionary tale or perhaps some sort of solace, but wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to watch England collectively wandering the moors, screaming the EU's name, and generally just being a tit to everyone? Vladimir Putin won't care what you get him. His horse will be sitting in the back of his Ferrari, and he'll be impolitely declining your offers of a shirt to wear at the table. But the back-to-nature man can always do with a copy of Henry David Thoreau's Walden. Riding through the forest is all well and good, but it's important to remember someone has to be sensible at home and do your laundry and bring you donuts. Never hurts to send a prezi across the ditch.
Okay.
So, this one's for Jacinda Ardern. If you're buying for a friend who's just started a new job and it's a bit of a boys' club, why not try Virginia Woolf's A Room of One's Own? Woolf lays out the necessary conditions for women to write independently, but the advice holds across professions. Honourable mention here goes to Henry James' Portrait of a Lady, because undoubtedly Jacinda Ardern is going to have to deal with a lot of attention from unscrupulous and persistent men, and Isabel Archer does have a few tricks to offer. Now, we're almost at the end of the gift guide. I hope I've covered most of your family slash world leaders you're buying for, but it's important to know, what do you get the man who has everything? Before we collectively shed our knickers and throw them at Canada, perhaps buy Justin Trudeau a copy of Oscar Wilde's The Picture of Dorian Gray. It'll help him to remember to dust his attic every once in a while, because whether it's shirking duties with the after-lunch cleanup or signing off on oil pipelines that promise to trample both environmental and First Nations rights, Mr. Perfect always needs a reason to keep smiling.
Sorry.
That's okay. I hope I got everyone in your family, Nick.
I think you've nailed it. Absolutely nailed all
of it. I think the listeners out there will find something for someone in their life.
For absolutely anybody, I'm sure.
It's an exciting time to be sharing, and I think it's good to share books, even with people you wouldn't necessarily.
And a remarkable collection of classics as well.
I think the classics speak generally to the listener's ability to know what I'm talking about. Yes, and I've got some more exciting Christmas stuff, Nick. I've been a little bit covert, but I'm now ready to reveal it's our last book club next week. Oh, for the year, not
I
forever.
I know. Not forever. It is sad.
And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the architecture of A Christmas Story.
Oh, I look forward to that.
I think I've gotten to the bottom of what makes us jingle our bells.
All right, I'm going to be looking forward to that this time next week. Is Final Draft still ticking along? People able to get in and have a listen?
Final Draft has gone to bed.
Aww.
For the year. We're off reading books. It's so great. I'm reading books that have been on the pile, the to-read pile, which is actually supporting the roof of my house.
Which means it's a perfect time for people to go and catch up on an entire year's worth of Final Draft episodes.
Yeah, there's plenty of interviews to listen to on 2SER.com.
2SER.com. Andrew Pappel, thank you very much. This time next week, we'll wrap it up in style.
We'll ho-ho-ho at home.